Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, July 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. You've heard us talk on the show before about how financial hardship causes some people to miss their monthly payments, things like their credit card or their car loan. But more people these days are missing payments simply because they forgot.
There's been multiple surveys showing that people are feeling more stressed about their finances, and this increased forgetfulness is just an offshoot of that stress.
Our personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger has been looking into why people are forgetting about their bills and steps you can take to get back on track. We'll talk with her about that after the break.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Global X ETFs. From cell phones to smartwatches, our world is more connected than ever. Even average household items like toasters now have the capability to connect to the internet. As innovation and investments in digital infrastructure continues to increase, technologies like 5G and the Internet of Things are growing exponentially. Visit globalxetfs.com to discover these themes and more for your portfolio.
Most Americans know when their monthly bills are due, and yet more people are forgetting to make their payments. So why is that happening, and what can you do to get back on track? WSJ personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger looked into this, and she joins us with more. Hey, Veronica, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
So, Veronica, how widespread is this problem of people forgetting to pay their bills?
You know, it's becoming an increasingly bigger problem just because people are so busy. There's so much going on in the world right now, whether it's the latest headline of bad news mixed with things like higher prices and just so many things to distract us right now, capturing our attention and taking us away from the key things we need to do, like paying our rent on time or paying that credit card bill on time. For example, there's a recent study by Wallet Hub, and it talks about people are forgetting as the top reason they would miss a credit card payment this year. Financial shortfalls was the second most popular reason, but I was just so interested to hear that forgetting about it was the most popular reason. We're also hearing this from the big banks like JP Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo. They're saying that credit card customers are slightly more delinquent than usual in their payments. They're also seeing this with auto loans too.
Okay, but is it just paying their bills that people are forgetting to do?
It's not just bills. It's things like forgetting meetings with their financial advisor. I had several advisors tell me that, you know what, I had this meeting scheduled with this person and they forgot again, and we rescheduled and they forgot. All these other things in terms of their day-to-day life that they're forgetting hurt some people paying the rent. So yes, there's a lot of bills, but there's other activities such as long-term planning. For example, estate planning, whether that's writing your will or selecting guardianship for your child in case something was ever to happen to you. And one of the behavioral finance experts I was speaking to said, you know, forgetting to meet with a financial planner or do things like rebalancing your portfolio, things that you know you need to do, that procrastination is a sign of stress. And so people are feeling more stressed overall. There's been multiple surveys showing that people are feeling more stressed about their finances. And this increased forgetfulness is just an offshoot of that stress.
So what kind of damage can this forgetfulness do to someone's financial picture?
Well, I mean, it can result in everything from credit card late fees or missing out on investment opportunities or added tax consequences. It could even ding your credit if you go too long in terms of missing a bill. So there's real impact to missing your payments. I spoke to one woman, she was late on her rent and she forgot, not because she didn't have the money, but she simply forgot. She ended up getting dinged with $100 late fee because she was 2 weeks late, and she was so mad at herself because she's a really careful budgeter. She's really on top of her bills, but just things, life got in the way, and there's just so much pressure on her right now because of rising prices that it went out of her head. So you don't want to get hit with the late fee if you don't have to.
Now, you mentioned stress a minute ago, but what else did the behavioral economist you spoke with say is behind this increase in missed payments?
Some of it has to do with the way our brain processes information and holds different tasks. So for example, our brains perform two different types of tasks when faced with information. This whole idea of processing and maintenance. And generally, it's really hard to do both at once, which is why it's so complicated for many of us to do complex math in our heads. And so an example we gave is that, you know your water bill is due on the first of the month, and right as you're about to pay it, you get a phone call that your daughter's sick and you have to pick her up from daycare. All you're focused on right now is your daughter, and that memory of, oh yeah, I gotta pay this bill, just goes out of your head. And then you're attending to your daughter, or you're preparing for the latest extreme weather storm, or you're thinking about what just happened in the news, and there goes that need to pay that bill. And so a lot of distraction is taking us away from what we need to do.
All right, so let's talk about steps people can take to get back on track. First of all, are there things that people can do themselves?
Right. Of course, you can write things down. A lot of people automate their bills, which is generally a really good idea, making sure you have the proper amount of money in your account to be able to do that. And of course, speak to your doctor if you're worried about your memory in a bigger way. But there's little tricks you can do. This whole idea of anchoring. So for example, if you know your water bill is due on a Saturday, and that's the day you go to yoga, you could try to link the two things together. You could say, when I fill my water bottle for yoga, I'll remember to pay the water bill. So linking something you need to remember with something that's already in your long-term memory creates that anchor and can be pretty powerful.
Yeah, it sounds like time management and better organization is really important here.
So for example, schedule a time where money-related work is your only focus. And you can do that, schedule a specific time in your calendar, block that out, you know, put the cell phone away and just focus on what you need to do. You could also enlist the help of a partner, like a family member or a friend, to help you keep that commitment. Tell them to call you, you know, a few minutes before, or send you a text a few minutes before you start, just to keep you on track. Let them know what you want to accomplish in that time so you're sure to keep your commitment. Also, setting priorities is also key. So figure out what the most critical financial tasks are, such as maintaining enough money in that checking account, and address those first. That way you make sure you're not going to get hit with things like the late fees, or you're not going to miss an important appointment with your financial advisor. You know, and then if there's this sense of just feeling overwhelmed and you keep forgetting because you have this big, scary task to complete, such as, you know, figure out your retirement savings strategy. Well, break it down into smaller, more immediate tasks. And that can help you give you a sense of control and a sense of progress as you go along.
And what kinds of things should people not be afraid to seek outside help on?
Right. So you can get help from a financial advisor, a financial planner. You can, you know, just ask some advice of someone you know in terms of who's financially savvy. And on top of this, there's a lot of groups on social media. I'm not saying take everything you read on social media as financial advice gospel, but you can learn from other people. And sometimes being in communities with other people talking about things like debt reduction or paying off that credit card or planning for retirement can inspire you and make you feel like you're not alone and keep you on track and keep you accountable.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger. Veronica, thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.